good afternoon, Mr. Shah. Thanks for a very good show.
Thank you for the show and all the information that you're providing.
Hi, Shah Burali. Thank you so much.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Thanks for doing this program.
Hi, Shah. Thank you.
Hi, Shah. Thanks for picking up my call.
Hi, Shah. My name is Kunal. Let me thank you for this wonderful show. It's been a tremendous help, actually.
Mr. Shah Burali, thanks for sharing the information.
Good afternoon, sir. I would like to congratulate you. It's a wonderful show and lots of people are getting benefited in different areas like immigration and settlement and all.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, first of all, thank you very much for providing all this useful information. Really appreciate. I've been listening to your shows. I've been listening to your shows only on Mondays, but I from now on, I'll try to make it a point to listen to it, you know, the other days also. Thank you for doing such a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. That's wonderful show.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Appreciate your talk show and daily listener about this, and it's very informative.
Yeah, hi, Shah.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rajesh.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and first of all, thank you very much for your great service to the community.
So, thanks for bringing up the current situation. It's unfortunate. It's affecting but the good people as well, whose aspirations this might be. Thanks.
Hello, Mr. Shah. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, this is Ravi. Thanks for taking my call, Shah Burali.
Hello, is this Mr. Shah Burali?
Yeah, this is Shah. You're live on air.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Good, thanks.
Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, and same to you. Hi, sir. It's a great show you're doing. Thanks for all your help. Thanks so much.
From all of us at the Shah Burali Law Firm, we would like to thank you, the audience, for making 2015 such a great year. We wish you a happy and prosperous year in 2016.
Thank you for your kind words. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is attorney Shah Burali from the Shah Burali Law Group, and we're going to discuss about an important topic, which is right now asylum and refugees is all over the news. But for those who have already obtained an asylum in the United States or have a pending asylum case, many of them want to travel to see how the family is doing. And they want to know if they can travel and what are the requirements for someone who is who wants to travel abroad while they have a pending asylum or while they have already been granted asylum. Or they are even on a permanent residence card. What are the risks and what should you be careful? What you should be careful about as an asylee when you're traveling? So I have made the slides that covers this topic, but I'm going to talk a little bit about to explain what we are talking about here. First of all, who needs to travel? Who needs a travel document? In order for you to travel, you need something called travel document. And asylum applicants, asylee, and lawful permanent residents who obtain such status based on their asylum status are subject to special rules with regard to traveling outside the United States. And this video is, and also the slides that accompany the video are going to kind of guide you what you need to do before you travel and also caution you why you should not travel or travel and when you should travel. First of all, in order for those who want to travel while their asylum are pending, have to get what we call an advance parole. The advance parole form I-131 can be filed from the USCIS website. But caution here, I don't recommend anybody to travel while their asylum case is pending because many of them have accrued what we call unlawful presence. And if you have accrued more than 180 days unlawful presence, you might not be able to come back for 3 years, even if you have a pending asylum case. I repeat that. My recommendation for those who have an asylum case pending, do not travel, even though the law allows you to do that, because it's very risky. Second, those who have are asylees. Asylees are people who have already been granted asylum based on political persecution, religious persecution, or other reasons. Those people having already done their interview and they have already been granted aid. You are now an asylee in the United States. This allows you to work, actually. But traveling, you still need your travel documents, of course. But whenever you're traveling as an asylee, you have to be very careful also, because the same rule unlawful presence might apply sometimes. and you should get the travel documents, of course. But the main thing is that before the main thing that I wanted to mention here, and I'm going to mention that again in the last slide, is if you obtain asylum, for example, from any country, for example, let's say you're from Syria. Syria is in the news right now, and many people who are from Syria not only get TPS, many of them are also getting asylum. So if you travel back to Syria, you're going to be in deep trouble, because first of all, you're saying that you fear for your life to go back, and they give you asylum, and now you want to go back. They might take your asylum at the airport and revoke it and not let you back in. So I highly recommend that you think well before you travel to the country where you obtain asylum. There are a few exceptions to that, and I'm going to discuss that in a minute. Now, for those who have LPR, which is a lawful permanent resident, also known as the green card, which is based on an asylum, just to let you know, after you get your asylum, 1 year later, you can file for your green card, which is the LPR, and if you qualify and you meet all the requirements, you will get a green card. So then traveling is a lot easier on a green card. But traveling to the country where you obtain your against which you obtain your asylum, for example, we use Syria or Iraq or any of those countries where we have all those problems, or even India or China, you need to be very careful, because when you travel there, you are again saying the same thing, that hey, that means basically your original asylum might have been a fraudulent or frivolous asylum. There was no asylum in the first place, and that's what they are looking at. And if you lie basically in your asylum application to get an asylum because there was no real fear, you're just saying that to get to be able to stay in the United States, it might really jeopardize your they might take away your green card. And I've seen this in few cases where they did that at the airport. For many people, especially few people who got asylum against India, they had their documents taken away at the airport, and they were sent in deportation where they had to reprove their case. So this is now the slide covers the possible consequences of returning on a country where you claim persecution. So this is under INA section 208(c)(2), where an individual underlying asylum status may be terminated if the individual has already become a permanent lawful resident. That means even if you're a green card holder, they can terminate it if you keep traveling to the country where you say you fear to go back, because it makes logical sense that you should not go back there. However, there are some exceptions. Of course, one of the exceptions is that their country conditions have changed, and you have things are not basically the same. For example, you obtained asylum a few years ago and the government has changed, things are getting better out there. And for example, let's say in some cases like in Afghanistan, an example, and again you cannot use that example, I'm just giving you, for example, there was a Taliban ruling and you got asylum against Taliban specifically, and then now you're saying, okay, America is doing well with Afghanistan, so you should be able to go there. In those situations, you might get away with it, but I still recommend that you don't travel there, because your life might actually be in danger. So why would you take the chance? But if you have to, you're traveling, you have to be able to explain that now the conditions have changed and you're going there without basically jeopardizing the chance of asylum, because you never committed fraud in the first place. It was just situations have changed, etc. So based on all this, this was taken, by the way, from the asylum fact sheet that was written, I think, in 2006. It has not really changed right now. The rules has not really changed, and we recommend caution to all our clients who were granted asylum, and all to all the people listening to this. To this video and audio, I should say, with the presentation. But I will recommend that you talk to a lawyer before you go, and make sure you're preparing your travel documents properly before you leave. And you can call our office at 510-742-5887 if you need help. And you can also email us at info@piralilaw.com. and visit us on piralilaw.com or just at attorneyonair.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. And if you need help, we are here. And anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should